Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Strive for the Best podcast. I'm your host, Ahmed Faiz. And in this episode, and we're going to be talking about racism, and due to the fact that it's still been going on in America and other parts of the world. And in this podcast, if you're listening to this podcast on YouTube or Spotify, or any platforms, you can just like or subscribe for the podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you can tune in and for upcoming episodes. Yeah, in this episode, I have a special guest with me. He came before in this podcast, and here he is again. A good and a really close fan of mine, Sammy Itaher.
Hey guys. Sammy.
Yo, welcome to the podcast, man.
Hey, thank you, man.
How are you doing, bro?
I'm doing amazing.
Hey, that's good, Dad, and that's good to hear that.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, now about racism, you know that it's been happening for a long time now in America, right?
Very long time.
Yeah. Yeah, and cops are just and it's still going on with the cops and the black race in America, and they're still
Yes, and especially with the recent incident that happened, George Floyd, not only George Floyd, but Breonna Taylor and everyone else that were being harassed and being stopped for no reason by the cops.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
Like America, like at this point, I'm just waiting for one or two things to happen. I'm waiting for America to drop its to set their troops in their own country, right? Or for the Americans, for the protesters, to overthrow the government.
Yeah. And like right now, the government are not doing much of a thing. Like they're not helping at all. Like. And the looting is still happening, and the protests are still happening, and the killing is still happening. So, and so nothing is helping in this state right now. And so the first thing we're going to be talking about is perfectionism. Perfectionism, it's been like a topic like. That people are afraid to talk about, like people feel weird hearing or thinking about racism, like and knowing or thinking that they're not educated enough, you know what I mean, and thinking that they're not qualified to talk about the issue, and for the fear that and they would offend someone, and so Sammy, and what are your And what is your perspective in this topic?
Alright, so there's two things. There's people like people are afraid to offend someone, especially in this time where like offending someone is not that hard, right? And then there's people that are scared to talk about certain topics, like because they feel like they don't know enough. If you feel like you don't know enough about a certain topic, educate yourself. Do more to educate yourself, you know. Yeah. But at this, like at the other, like on the other hand, right? If you have an opinion, right? If you have an opinion, like it depends what it is, obviously. But like, if you have an opinion, you should say. If you have an opinion on something, you should say. If you feel like racism is a bad thing, which obviously you should, then say something about it, right? But don't go too far as to say things you don't know about.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, you're gonna be looking like real stupid once they, you know, expose you in that.
Exactly, and you have to make sure about the thing that you're talking about or saying to someone, and you have to think that it's the correct thing to say, and not have like a negative effect on someone. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like in most of the time. In most societies, and you can't be racist towards white people.
They feel like it's impossible to be racist towards white people.
Exactly, like even if you try, like, and you just can't be racist towards them, because the white color is known as a default to all of humanity. You know what I mean? Like, almost like the first species of our kind of humans is white, right? So.
Yeah, it's because the majority of the whole world population is white people.
Yeah.
Europeans, Americans, you know, like, white people have been here. I believe there's actually been research on this. The first people were actually darker tones, right? So they say that white people were the first humans in the world. That might be disproven, because the first descendants of this world, the first people that roamed around this world, were actually fairly dark. Their skin tones were dark.
Yeah.
That goes to show, as well as the first people they believe to come from Ethiopia, right? And people they think they can't be racist to white people because white people are a majority, right? But obviously, what is the definition of racism? To think your race is better than the other.
Exactly.
Like, stereotypes, obviously there's stereotypes of discrimination, just all that. Yeah. And white people, specifically Americans, have been doing this for a long, long, long time. Not only with slavery, but with the police force.
And still
the incarceration system, yeah.
Yeah. And still in America right now, there is an organization called the KKK, and they're racist towards black people. They really hate them because of their skin color and black, and they keep and killing black people. Like, it's not an act of humans. It's just messed up. It's not other people's job to educate us. You know what I'm saying? It's enough for people who are going through this problems in their everyday life. We should educate ourselves by reading articles, Insta posts, and watch videos right now. We have technology and social media, right? So we can easily just learn about racism. In a few weeks, we can know everything about racism. It's just the people they're not willing to learn about it, and you just want to go out there and protest. And do all kind of things to stop this, but in the end, they're not well educated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it doesn't help that Donald Trump obviously has some bias in this. When the KKK were protesting, you know, Trump called them fairly pleasant people. When people were protesting for the death of George Floyd, Donald Trump called them thugs. They said they were rioting. They said they're unlawful. They said they're not. Like, Donald Trump, you can see Donald Trump definitely has some bias when it comes to protesters.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm biased towards and racism too, because I actually seen one of his photos and with the KKK. But I'm not sure if it's real or not. I don't think it's real, but
at this point, does anything surprise you? At this point, if it was real, would it surprise you?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all, because due to the fact that all of this is happening right now, and decision have been made by Donald Trump to stop this by any way possible, and nothing is done. You know what I'm saying? So he's definitely on the side of racism. Like, he supports racism. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like at this point, the government will either be overthrown or will take over. Like, it will legit try to take over. They were trying, you know what they're doing? They're trying to pass a law that would limit the Americans' right to freedom of speech and social media. Basically, they want access to social media, right? They're going to pass a law so anything that is said about America, anything that is said about the situation there, they can easily remove it. It was actually happening in DC. Hashtag DC blackout was trending. And what was happening was the citizens of DC, where they were protesting, they were going missing, right? They were being shot with rubber bullets. It's not rubber bullets, it's metal casing, it's legit, like actual bullets covered in rubber.
Oh, okay.
This has killed many people during the riots, right? And if you see a person that's got shot by it, like the wounds, like really big and horrific. They're blacking out. Do you see like Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter wasn't like they could not use those applications during the blackout. Like the whole state of Washington D.C. like legit, the proof was full ass blackout. Yeah, everything was blocked. Social media was blocked.
Oh, okay.
People go missing, people are dying.
Yeah, it's just... It's just messed up, And also, like, the previous and president of America, and Barack Obama, and when this kind of thing happened, like, it stopped in a short period of time. Like, it didn't, like... went that far to this point, you know what I'm saying? And Barack Obama loved he loved everyone equally, you know what I mean? But and then Donald Trump right now, he's kind of into more the white privileged side, you know what I mean? A quick disclaimer, we're not here to judge anyone or to make fun of everyone. We're just here to talk about racism in our perspective. So like, yeah, don't get offended, or if we say anything bad.
If you do get offended, click away.
Yeah, if you do get offended, just skip or click out of the podcast. And what I was saying that, Donald Trump sees the white race as more superior than the other races. Like, also when he goes to meet some other presidents, like for example Kim Jong Un, you know, he doesn't really like gives him that kind of friendship that any president and would have and give him a really kind and helpful friendship, like.
At the same time, Kim Jong, like you have to see it from both perspectives. At the same time, Kim Jong Un is a person that, you know, is basically a dictator in North Korea, right? He has people believe that he is a god of some sorts, right? He legit has people believe that he does not defecate, he does not urinate or defecate. And people actually believe that about him. Many people are placed in, like. Not in prison, but like many people are placed in prison. And if you try to escape North Korea, two generations of your family goes into prison.
Oh my god!
You're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to go. Like, it's very hard to go in.
Yeah, yeah. Like the world we're living in right now is just very, very different from the old times where like people used to love each other, you know, and be kind to each other. Right now, it's all just hate, and like now people curse to everyone, you know what I'm saying? It's really just changed and throughout the years. Yeah, in conclusion of self-education. How would you like if someone he doesn't know anything about racism, okay, and how would you tell him to learn about racism?
Okay, what's your next topic? We're all equal in like, every way, right? Not all black people are bad, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? He's still that. The circumstances they're in affects people then. You know, affects them, obviously. And like their circumstances are really, really bad. Right? The single motherhood rate has nearly doubled in the past 8 years in the black community. Right. More and more people are getting incarcerated, which means it's hard for them to find jobs, which leads them to go back to crime.
Yeah.
Less and less black people, the majority of black people don't have the proper education. Don't have education past high school. So what that leads them to do, they can't find a job. What do they turn to? Crime. Also, there's also discrimination in the workplace. They can't find a job because people won't hire them. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do?
They're going to steal and do other kinds of bad stuff.
Exactly. They will resort to crime.
Yeah.
Right? So, obviously, you have to look at the whole thing. Context is really, really fucking important. Right? And not only racism and that. In everything, context is important. Every single thing. Because without context, you just see something for what it is and just assume something. Like a soup, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like you have to see the bigger picture of it. It's not like the front page that tells you everything about the book. You don't have to judge the book by its cover. So yeah. Our next topic is tone policing. Tone policing is when the content is more effective than the tone that you're using to tell someone about it, right? So like during this time. The police, the cops, the people, they're all talking in an aggressive tone. You know what I mean? So like, and people get more offended by the police talking more aggressively to them. You know what I mean? So this shows that the police doesn't show real emotions. Towards their people, you get what I mean? Yeah, and so, what's your perspective in this tone policing thing right now?
I completely agree with what you say that, tone is like it does not matter, right? Obviously, tone, right? In certain situations, when you're trying to convince someone of something, tone is really important.
Yeah,
but. When it comes to life and death, tone just like no one gives two shit about tone.
Yeah.
Right? Traffic stops, routine traffic stops, right? Murder police officer. At this point, you cannot say anything rude to a police officer because what will happen? They'll say, oh, you sounded threatening, or you look threatening, or I thought they're gonna pull out a gun, or they raise his voice. Let me make it clear, it is not illegal for you to raise your voice at an officer.
Exactly.
It is not illegal.
Yeah.
Like, people get so scared of cops, and I get why you get scared, yes, obviously, but like tone does not matter when you're talking to a police officer, right? You have rights. They're not allowed to search your car without your permission unless they find something, unless they see a handgun in your car. Obviously, yeah, they can search your car and they see weed in your car. You obviously, like anything else, yeah, if they find something illegal in your car, they can search the rest of your car. But if you have done nothing wrong and you've told them to come out of the car, You don't have to give them consent to search.
Yeah.
As well as if police officers stop you, right? They question you. Imagine you're walking around, they question you. You just walk away. You're not obligated. Unless you're under arrest, you're not obligated. Like, unless you've done something wrong, right? You're not obligated to stay there. Exactly. They ask them, just ask them, am I under arrest? And they say no, walk away.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I'm, but like some cops like tend to, you know, just arrest people, and while the people are asking them why am I being under arrest, and why being under arrest, the cops are not responding to that. And when the people say and let me call my lawyer, and the cops say that you can call them at the station when you get there, and they're still asking them why am I being under arrest, and after that the cop gets more aggressive towards that person, like and as I was saying that the cops get more aggressive towards the people who are asking them questions about why they're arresting them, and you're telling them to stop resisting, even though they're not resisting. Like, it's really just an act of racism. Like, in Britain right now, it's still happening in Britain.
This is why the George Floyd situation just finally broke, because four cops were on him, right? And one of them was kneeling on his neck. He was not resisting. Like, they were legit choking him. He was trying to breathe, and they count that as resist. Which is why I'm glad if, like, the cop starts for second degree murder.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And like,
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, right? Like, let's go back to the third argument. What Donald Trump specifically in this like situation, Donald Trump, what he's hearing from the protesters is just noise, right? They're saying something, but Donald Trump won't listen to them. He's just hearing the noise that's coming out from them.
Yeah, exactly.
And the riots, like, they're not helping. The looting and the riots are not helping at all, right?
Yeah.
So, like, this whole situation, I'm just saying what it is. This whole situation is fucked.
Yeah,
exactly. There's so many shit that's happening with the Uyghur Muslims, right, in China, right, yeah, sent to concentration camps. Exactly. With Yemen, they're having a crisis, they have a humanitarian crisis that might be extinct. Like, the Yemeni people might be extinct by the year 2050.
Exactly.
Right? Well, they have a famine, right? Like, there's a civil war happening in Yemen.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And like, right now, in the whole world perspective right now, that if you're black, you have to make some research about, as I said in my previous podcast, if you're black, you have to make some research about the country that you're going to, and the parts that racist of the country that you should not go to.
Yeah, which is really, really unfortunate. Yeah. Like, especially like, because you're talking about the Toby Digital situation.
Yeah.
With this it's really unfortunate they have to get that. And what's worse, that like the parents of like in the African American community, the parents are teaching children like what to do when they get stopped. Like, you should not be teaching them. You should not be telling them to keep quiet and just respect the officer and do what he tells them.
Yeah, exactly.
Should not be teaching them that, because they have rights. They have rights, and they have the right to know them.
Yeah.
One thing many people get confused with is.
Rights
are just like, they're not mandatory, right? They're recommended.
Yeah.
But for everyone, rights are important. Doesn't matter your race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender. It does not matter, right? Like, people do have rights.
Yeah, and like as Toby said, in his Twitch, like that when he went to Italy for a football game, that he was the only black person there, and all of the fans were white, so they got shocked seeing a black person and sitting next to them. You know what I mean? Like, and when he walked through the city, a group of people made like a monkey expressions to him. You know what I mean? So it's just it's all around the world at this point, you know. It's like and you can find it anywhere around the world.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, like, for everything that's happening.
Yeah, like even in Africa, like it's there, and there's also racism towards white people and black people, you know, and brown people. Yeah, it's just messed up. Everyone just need, you know, just to sit down, calm down, talk about the situation that's happening right now, you know, and just give up all of the stress, you know, and talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, we just want to end this in a good way. Sammy, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, at this point in America, like, there's no, I don't believe there is a way where America can come out of this without any more tragedy happening. Yeah. I'm saying, right, my prediction for what's gonna happen next, either the government will be overthrown, the government will actually listen to the people once, or the people will be silenced. Previous speech will be not like no more, like will be non-existent in America, and you'll be hearing about less and less cases of police brutality because of the like the extinct freedom of speech.
Yeah, exactly. It's just messed up towards the whole world. Yeah, I don't know. So I think we should end it here, Sammy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, guys, thank you for listening to Sorry for the Best podcast. If you listen to this on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, yeah, you can just like and subscribe and tune in for upcoming episodes. It's been your host Ahmed Faiz, and a good thank you to Sammy for joining us today.
I got you.
And thank you for listening. Sorry for the best. Don't forget to stay sharp, stay safe. Bye.